sat down around a bonfire in the middle of the summer and told stories, whether they're the ghost stories or just sharing how your summer is going, talking about the beautiful evening, or even just funny stories from long ago as you just connect once again with those people around you and have memories of great times. Well, storytelling is really built for training. And a lot of times it's something that gets missed when we are designing our training. My name is Becky Pike Pluth. I'm with the Bob Pike Group. And here is our weekly thought for you. We're going to talk a little bit about storytelling, and then I'll give you an example of storytelling. And in this case, it's going to be the what not to do. Like, what happened? Worst case scenarios. All right. So first, to take a look at story for training and development, we want to use it so that we can move our learners, right? That they can make decisions maybe based on a scenario that's happened in the past. Stories really help us to focus our learners and decision makers, right? To be persuaded or to be moved or to make a decision. And so story mindedness is one thing that I just want you to keep in the back of your minds as you consider writing in a story. Oftentimes we have many different trainers that are training the same topic. And so sometimes you need to write the story in and change names or make it a fake story that maybe is a real story, but you say it may or may not be real so that anyone that's teaching and training could actually share that same story. So there's three reasons why stories matter, and then I'm going to share one. So number one, a significant amount of research has actually been done and conducted to gain a deeper understanding of how our brain, you know, responds to stories. And this research is what gives us insight into how the learner's brain is functioning. Stories help how we interpret the world. Stories also stick, and they are powerful in getting up chemicals in our brain working, like serotonin, which is the excitement. You know, we want to have those different pheromones going on to just keep people engaged and involved. So here is content from the tombs. All right. So there's nothing worse than content that's practically written on stone tablets, and not the kind of tablets powered by a technology, but the old ones, right? The stone tablets. So here's a situation with, let's call her Rachel. She joined the training and development department. And of course, it's all virtual, except for when it's time to come in and go to a face-to-face training or something like that. So in the corporate labyrinth of gray cubicles and boring glass doors, Rachel stood a beacon of Gen Z idealism. This was her first real training job. She's eager to make her digital footprint in the world of corporate training. With heart full of hashtags, she was excited and her mind was racing for the next meeting, which was going to be face-to-face. And it promised the beginnings of this professional journey. She's like, well, it has to be important if it's face-to-face. Otherwise, we would just do this virtually. Rachel's going to whimsically dub this the content from the tombs because as the first slide lumbered onto the screen, archaic tango of Comic Sans mocking her expectations of a cutting-edge induction. She knew from that moment on it was basically PowerPoint death. If you can think of a fossil, that's what it was with PowerPoint. So this was not an interactive and upbeat experience that she had imagined. No, it was a monologue of monotony, right? So it was boring, boring, boring. So although she walked in excited, Rachel's enthusiasm waned as the day wore on and this meeting got worse. With every click of the mouse, she was just like, oh my gosh, how can this get any worse? When the final slide mercifully concluded, the HR manager offered a perfunctory thank you and retreated as swiftly as she had appeared. The silence that followed was not contemplative, but uncomfortable. Unasked questions, unformed connections, the room was once again a vacuum of engagement. So although she was excited on the way in, on the way out, it was clear that that vibrant candidate, that Gen Zer, was left wondering, what do I do? If this is the welcome, I may not want to stay here very long. And you can probably guess, you know, first job, it's exciting, but that welcome wasn't very exciting. So what would you do if you had to train Rachel in a different way? So that is the beginning of a story, and the answer is going to be different depending on each of you and what world you're in of training. But I would say that virtual handshake isn't quite enough. And if you're going to do something face-to-face, we want you to rock it. And of course, virtually we do too. But let's just talk about face-to-face because hopefully that's what we're going back to. Thanks for tuning in to this creative training technique. I hope that you join us next Friday.